Why Recurring Injuries Recur, by Dr. Eric Plasker. Recurring injuries are annoying to athletes of all ages. They are also annoying to everyday people who want to enjoy the outdoors and recreational activities, as well as those who just want to climb the stairs, sit at their computers, or play with their kids without pain. Maybe they are annoying to you? The question is, why do recurring injuries recur? If you want to eliminate recurring injuries, it's time to stop masking symptoms with drugs and get to the underlying cause. Over-the-counter medication, prescription drugs, or anything else for that matter that is focused on artificially reducing inflammation or chemically numbing the pain can be a reason why injuries come back over and over again and usually get worse over time. Chemically altering the way you feel can lull you into a false sense of well-being while also setting you up for a more severe or recurring injury. Just because you feel better does not mean the problem is gone. Just because the pain has subsided does not mean the injury has been eliminated or corrected. It just means the pain is gone for now. As you age, decay and deterioration can compound the problem and limit your life. This is not the 100-year lifestyle way. When it comes to truly healing, sometimes the injury can be your best advocate. If you listen to your body's innate intelligence rather than put it to sleep with drugs, you will be able to make choices that eliminate the underlying cause and support your long-term health and well-being. Your personal habits and lifestyle choices have a lot to do with perpetuating or eliminating recurring injuries too. Is your body is telling you not to run because of an injury that won't go away? Then listen to it and go for a walk or ride a bike instead. If your body is telling you not to lift a certain way or to lighten your load, listen. If it's telling you to eat or not to eat a certain food, listen. You may need to adjust your lifestyle for a while to give your body time to heal. Change your workouts. Reduce the amount of time you spend at your computer. Learn good body mechanics. And find a healthcare provider to help you correct the underlying cause. One of the most common underlying causes for many health problems and injuries is a condition that happens to the spine and nervous system known as vertebral subluxation. Because they affect the nervous system, they can affect your health on every level. They can lie dormant and asymptomatic for decades or cause immediate pain and discomfort in any part of your body from head to toe, including your organs, systems, and muscles. And if left uncorrected, the imbalances that result can lead to chronic and annoying recurring problems. The nerves in your neck are the most widespread in the body and can affect the function of your heart, lungs, stomach, shoulders, arms, wrists, and fingers. The nerves in the lower back control the bladder, bowel, hips, legs, and feet. Injuries in this area of the spine can cause unexplained recurring problems here and every other area supplied by these nerves. Vertebral subluxations are very often the reason why recurring injuries limit your life and return relentlessly. Whether you plan to live to 100 or not, eliminating the cause of recurring injuries can improve your quality of life now and as you age. Listening to your body's messages and responding to them wisely will enable you to eliminate recurring injuries and live your ideal 100-year lifestyle. A 100-year lifestyle chiropractor is there for you.